Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. What is the promise of America? Who has access to it? Are we living up to our ideals and our ideas? Tonight on South Dakota Public Broadcasting Television, tune in for the documentary American Creed. Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and Pulitzer Prize-winning historian David M. Kennedy come together from different backgrounds and points of view to investigate the idea of a unifying American creed. One of the people featured in that documentary, Deidre Previtt. She is a principal of Lindbergh Elementary School in East Tulsa, Oklahoma, dual citizen of the Creek Nation and the United States. She fights for struggling children and transient families of many different ethnicities who pass through her hometown, and she joins us now from Tulsa. Principal Previtt, welcome to In the Moment.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
This is a fabulous documentary that I think many people will be talking about for some time to come. And your section of it is really about the way that you're living out your own American dream through education. Tell me a little bit about your background as a fifth-generation educator.
Well, I really didn't anticipate on going into education when I went to college. I was looking for something that was a little more lucrative. Both of my parents were teachers, but I don't know, it kept calling to me, and some of the areas that I was looking at was going to require a lot more time away from family, and family is a very important part of my life, and so I just kind of fell into it naturally, and so I've been in education now for 28 years.
What kind of kids do you work with?
We have pre-K through sixth graders at Lindbergh Elementary. We are predominantly minority, a large Hispanic population, very transient, low socioeconomic, but yet very intelligent young people.
When you talk, and this is in the documentary as well, this notion that, you know, you have these students and then you really don't know how long you're going to have them. Sometimes they just move on and you don't see them again. How do you sort of structure your school and your relationships with them, knowing that you really aren't necessarily going to have them from kindergarten through sixth grade?
Well, you know, we treat every student that comes through the door as if they're going to be here all the way through sixth grade. You know, we don't know necessarily where all the kids have come from, if they've been within the Tulsa Public School District, or, you know, a lot of them are coming from out of state. A lot of them are coming from out of the country. But we treat all the kids the same, like they're going to be here. We call our kids that are here up through sixth grade Lindbergh lifers. And so we celebrate that when we have our sixth grade graduation ceremony at the end of the school year. So, you know, we just treat kids like they're going to be here for that long, because, you know, a lot of these kids have gone from school to school to school, and we're not about to give up on them.
As we watch American Creed, and I don't know, have you seen the full documentary? Have you been able to watch
it?
Okay.
I have not. I'm very excited to see it.
So there's all these different people, from Joe Madden, you know, the manager of the Cubs, to, you know, famous novelists, to Condoleezza Rice, to, you know, Stanford professor. And then there's you. There's a sergeant in the Marine Corps. You know, there's people that you would call like everyday people who are really making, who are a big part of this conversation about who we are as Americans. When the producers or whomever contacted you to be a part of this, did you have a sense that, you know, you would be showing your own part, but yet you would be part of this big whole about who we are?
Absolutely not. When I received, originally it was an email, I really didn't answer it right away. I thought, oh, what's this, you know? But I did. Sam Ball, who is the producer, was resilient. He just kept coming, and finally was like, yeah, okay, after I got a chance to talk to him and see what he was going to do. And at the time, I didn't understand you know, exactly where they were headed with this. Mm-hmm. I knew there were lots of other people involved in the production, but he said, hey, you know, we'd like to come to Tulsa and spend a little time with you. I'm like, sure, come on. And lo and behold, they did. And just had a great time with them. And the whole process just brought up a bunch of memories of my education. And that's one of the many reasons why I got into education, was to give kids a better experience than what I received as a minority going through school. Mm. And so I'm very anxious to see the final piece tomorrow when it premieres on PBS. Right. I've heard great things about it.
Yeah, it very much is about at a time where we feel fractured, or you hear a lot mm-hmm. about how we feel fractured as a nation. You know, what is it that we have in common? What is mm-hmm. what are our common aspirations? Do you have thoughts about that? As far as, you know, when you look at the politics of the day, obviously you work in education, which can be extremely controversial. Yes. And yet has its daily, you know, the daily efforts that must be put forth to just do the work at hand. Uh-huh. Do you think we're in this particular time that says, hey, we need to remind ourselves that we're all one, and this is a large part of what we believe and who we are?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we all want the same thing. We want to be successful in life. We want our kids to be even more successful than we were. And so that's never changed. And I think we have kind of gotten away from that. Some people, it's like, you know, I've got to succeed at the cost of others. And that's just absolutely not the way it has to be. So, you know, that's one of the many things that, you know, we're working with these kids, and we're working together as a team, and we promote teamwork, and you know, we're all from the same race. We're all humans, mm-hmm. and that we can all work together and help each other. That's what it all boils down to at the end of the day. We're not out for just ourselves. We're out to make this world a better place, and it's going to take teamwork.
Mm. What sorts of things did you experience, you know, in your education growing up as a Native American student that you want to make better for kids who, you know, kids of all backgrounds who come through your hallways at Lindbergh Elementary School now?
Well, where I grew up, my teachers were mainly white females. My favorite teacher was Miss Matthews in third grade, and the reason she was my favorite is she was me. She was a Native American, and I could totally relate to her. I want my kids here, my teachers rather, here to understand that these kids all come from different backgrounds. They come from backgrounds that the teachers themselves aren't familiar with. I want my teachers to understand that these are kids. They all learn the same. And so, you know, we're gonna treat each culture with respect. We're gonna dig into the different cultures here and learn about each other, and hopefully, you know, promote that sense of peace about knowing from our different cultures. And we've got some of our staff members that are definitely from different cultures. I have a TA that's from Pakistan, and so, you know, when the kids see her walk around, they're not afraid of her because they know her. They know a little bit of her background.
What holds us together? What holds your community together then, with all these different backgrounds, languages, faiths, you know, socioeconomic standing in the community? What holds it all together and makes it a team where people support each other and work together?
I think for us it holds us together because these kids are our future. And we want a great future for them, but also for ourselves as we age. And then these are just kids. They don't have political views. They're not born with hate in their heart. You know, they're innocent kids, and we want to help them strive to be the best that they can be, and to realize that we're all from the same race.
Yeah.
We're all humans.
Deidre Previtt is principal at Lindbergh Elementary School in East Tulsa, Oklahoma. The documentary is called American Creed, and I think you're going to like the show very much, Deidre. It is a thought-provoking but really positive look at good things that are happening in this country and what we all sort of stand for that's universal. So thank you so much for your time. Enjoy watching the full program.
Awesome. Thank you, Laura. I appreciate this time.